5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Amanda and Andrew, they're here to chat. Talking about this and this and that and whatnot. And this and this and that and whatnot. It's Amanda and Andrew on and whatnot.
Oh my God, we're back.
We're so back.
What the?
It's a beautiful day. In October.
Guys,
it's almost 80 degrees.
It's been a little bit of a while since I last recorded one, so there's been kind of a slowdown of the output of these things. And of course, it's windy right now.
Yep.
Because why the fuck?
Only when we turn on the mics.
Literally, it's the nicest day in the world.
Yeah, 80, almost 80. It's 78 in October, which is crazy.
We talk a lot about the weather, but weather drives us. Yeah, they call this. Actually, I was going to say something, but I don't know if it's like a derogatory thing.
Could be.
Okay. Yeah, maybe just don't say
I
it.
Won't say.
I mean, it's only like 1 week of fall, which is so freaking hot out, you know. And then after that, it's winter time.
Yeah, I mean, we had a little dip into the like 40s.
Yeah.
Recently, it's been cold, but now we're back up for only like a day or two.
It's last week of this heat.
It's a little sad. But I do enjoy these kinds of days, because it gives you a little...
It's a refresher.
A push.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a refresher.
Helps you push through.
But yeah, it's so close that it's almost Halloween next week.
Yeah. Came up
well,
really quick.
It was like maybe 4 or 5 years ago, or Christmas, it was like fucking 75, 80 degrees.
Yes,
it was so hot.
Yeah.
That was awful.
That was the best.
No, I love that. Like, Christmas. So many people want a white Christmas, and I'm like, absolutely not.
How could you not?
I do not want it to snow on Christmas.
Do you want to be sweaty at Christmas? Like,
although I do stay at my house for Christmas, so if it did snow, it wouldn't be the biggest deal.
Yeah. What do you guys remember about Halloween?
Like remember?
Yeah, like when you were kids. Like, what's your favorite Halloween thing?
Oh, jeez.
I was Hannah Montana once.
Oh, my costume?
Yeah.
I was Scream a few times.
You were Scooby?
No, Scream.
Scream? I was Scooby. Sorry. I thought I had something to relate to somebody with.
I was just SpongeBob. This past weekend,
I was SpongeBobbing
it up.
I was Mario last year, no, 2 years ago.
Love that.
You were just Mario, okay.
That's
a condom right there on the ground.
On the
it's a fucking disgusting condom.
It's disgusting. People are just coming in these parking lots to fuck.
And drink.
Yeah. And coming.
Disgusting.
I was just about to say something so gross, but never mind.
Okay. We're 2 for 2 here.
I've held off
you
twice.
Holding off. What
frankly,
you're
the audience, give me a big thank you for not saying 2 of the things I almost said.
Yay! Woohoo!
Thank you. Thank you.
When did you stop trick or treating?
Oh man, I don't even know. I guess when everyone else stopped trick or treating.
I mean, I stopped like walk up the doors and stuff, and I was probably 13, but I still went and took candy until I was like 17.
See, some people would say 13 is pretty late.
I know, but whatever.
I don't really know when I stopped. I just feel like at some point everyone just kind of mutually stopped going, like my neighbors and like my friend group.
I mean, like how weird would it be if I went as like a 26-year-old guy and said, hey, trick or treat.
Well, have you ever had someone come up to your door who's a little too old and you're like, this is weird?
I mean...
The answer is actually no.
Yeah.
I had one kid who came around for a while, and he was probably like 15 the last time I saw him.
I thought you were going to say like a 40-year-old.
No, like maybe even 16, and I was like, But the problem was, is he wouldn't even dress up. So it's like he's coming up to the door and asking for candy, and he'd have like, I don't know, maybe a mask on, and that's it. And for me, that's like not fun.
You want some candy.
If you're gonna come up and you're too old for trick-or-treating, you actually have to at least put some effort into your costume, man.
See, you should have a dud candy for people like that. Kids who don't have cool costumes get like, what's a really awful candy?
Black licorice.
Yes.
Yes, they get little black licorice bites. Is there any candy that uses meat? Is that a thing?
Meat?
I don't think so.
Like, you can give them, like, candied beets or something.
I'm gonna give the kids edibles.
You want to give the kids edibles?
I'm gonna.
What a great gift.
Well, she's going to. So the FBI, just so you know, the reason why there are so many high kids on Long Island this year.
It's because I supplied them.
I could just,
I
like,
supplied them that,
I could
that
never
good
imagine, you know, turning someone away from getting candy on Halloween. You know, even if I'm not dressed up. Or
oh, I would never
old.
Turn oh, I wouldn't turn them away. I never turned that kid away. Yeah. It was just a little bit strange because it's like I was handing him, I was maybe 18, 19. He's like 16 and I'm handing him candy. And it's like, all right, well, I'll see you at school, buddy.
Did you shake his hand afterwards? That's so funny.
Yeah, it was very strange.
But I fucking love Halloween.
Well, here's my
question. Me too. I just love the season of like.
Here's
October
a genuine question.
Activities.
If it were socially acceptable, as the age you are right now, to go out and trick or treat, would you do it?
Hell yeah.
If I like people with me, like friends and stuff.
Yeah, I wouldn't
I
go
would.
Alone.
Yeah,
hell
I would
yeah,
too.
I would do it.
I would too. Would. You know what? There's nothing wrong with wanting candy. All right, there's nothing immature about wanting a Milky Way, a little sucker in your mouth.
Did you guys?
What?
Did you guys like have a little bucket, or did you guys pillowcase it?
Pillowcases.
Yeah, because I pillowcased it.
Yeah.
You pillowcased it? Oh, I actually had something cool.
Aww.
I had a little.
I feel like you would.
Shut up.
He wasn't like the cool kids who got the pillowcases.
Well, when I was older, I would use. I forget what I used when I was older, but when I. Sorry, B just landed on my apple and
I
almost bit into it.
Oh, I don't know.
Are we making a left here?
I don't know. I'm stressed out.
I kind of want to make a left here because it's kind of early.
Not yet.
Okay. That's it. It's been a while since we did one of these.
Oh, yeah. It's 1:15. We've got time.
But yeah, when I was little, I had one that said my name on it that was spider web or spider thing, and it was like soft and cool, and it had Andor embroidered into it.
And, nice.
And I used that probably up until like fifth grade.
I feel like I always wanted to fill my pillowcase. Like, I wanted my pillowcase to be so fat.
Yeah.
We did one year. We had some fucking like gangbuster years where we just got shit tons of candy.
Yeah.
But then, like, all of a sudden, like, kids on my block started disappearing off.
Yeah, I mean,
I like no trick or treaters.
Yeah, like, no one comes anymore. It's just like maybe 20 at most.
It's sad.
Even.
Oh, I don't even have that. I think last year I had like 5.
Yeah.
I mean, there is. Bad. I think there is a genuine reason for that. Is that younger couples just don't live on Long Island. It's too fucking expensive to live here.
Yeah.
So you don't
raise
a family.
And all the kids that you know you grew up with are obviously grown up now.
Well, that's okay.
I remember back in like 2012 when they fucking canceled Halloween because of the hurricane.
Wait, that was a thing?
Yeah. Who was it? It was the government.
Listen, bro, I was still going out
there. The hurricane?
Yeah.
You remember Hurricane Sandy?
Yes, yeah. But the we canceled Halloween.
Yeah, because it happened like days before Halloween.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hey, Gweesies. Hey, my friend Geese.
Do you guys think people are really drugging candy? Like, when you go to check for your candy, what are you looking for?
I wish they would.
Yeah, right? Like, I don't...
What do you mean you wish they would?
Well, my whole thing was, like, no drug dealer or someone who's taking drugs themselves is going to give up their drugs for free.
Right, well,
and give it to little kids.
I mean, yeah, most drug dealers, you know, stand-up citizens, I don't think they would kind of...
But there's got to be something, like...
And also, like, what is the person going to follow the kid home and wait for him to eat it while he's in the safety of his own home?
There has got to be a drug that's cheap enough and potent enough where, like, if you just sprinkle that shit onto, like, Skittles, no one would know.
But at that point, it's like, what is the purpose?
Are you doing it just to,
just to kill people?
It's a funny
ass thing. Or just to get them high?
It's to get kids high. And laugh about it. Because kids can't handle that. And the parents sure as hell can't handle
kids.
The kids
can't handle crack. Kids like up for days.
It would be crack, yeah? It would be crack.
Yeah. Probably.
Because crack is like
cheapest.
Super cheap. Well, not super cheap, but you get my point.
But then you're most likely just giving like kids fentanyl.
Yeah, exactly. So now the kids are all fented up.
They're fented up.
And there was always like one house in the block where the lady could get out change.
Oh, yes, we had that too.
Yeah, I think I had one of
those.
It
was like fucking 10 cents too, so you couldn't fucking
take it. Whoa, there's a white one.
What the frig? That's like a European goose.
Wait, this goose does not belong
here. Hold on a damn second. I gotta get a close look at this.
There is a... Can we have regular geese? I guess you should call them Canadian geese. Are these... No, don't the Canadian geese have green things?
I don't know. That's a woose, a white goose.
Oh my god, he's trying to fit in.
Either... Yeah, no, he is either an albino.
We got an albino goose over here. That's white crazy.
He's just an albino.
Get your big head out of the way.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Oh shit, fighting.
Guys, settle down. Oh my god, they're literally fighting.
They're fighting. Fight.
He's pissed off at one.
Do you think the albino is like the coolest guy there?
Yeah.
We'll name him
no,
Phantom.
No, actually, I feel like the geese would like. Yeah.
He's so racist towards him.
They'd like shun him and not give him food. And,
that's so sad.
You know? Right, it's just the downfall of, you know, being different.
Oh, look, someone put out water for them.
Aww.
There's kindness in this world.
There is kindness in this world.
But that same person who put out water for the geese is also putting Fent in the Skittles.
What's your favorite fall festivity?
We actually had this question already.
Did we?
Yeah. Well, how about this? We've been talking about candy. What's your favorite Halloween candy?
Reese's.
You go over the Reese's?
Reese's. Or Snickers.
It's Milky Way for me. It's always Milky Way.
Oh, I love a Milky Way. I feel like for me it's Reese's, then Twix.
I'll be honest, I fucking love candy corn.
Oh, God, no.
It. Yeah, I love it.
You're just a terrible addition to society.
I love it, dude. Well, yes, I don't know.
I feel like it just tastes like plastic.
It's good.
It's just wax. It's wax with sweet wax.
Good. Wait, so candy corn, or I guess, like, I don't know. Kit Kat, it's nice.
Oh, I love just a Kit Kat. It's hard to just choose one.
What's the fans doing?
I don't know. We're like caught up in like something crazy here.
Being questioned by a truck driver, just kidding. But he's doing something quite strange. Maybe he's also checking out the goose. What was your best costume?
I don't know. I feel like I didn't go crazy.
Yeah.
I was so embarrassed. I'll tell you one time that this isn't my best. This is actually probably my worst one. I was told that people celebrated, oh my god, people celebrated fucking Halloween at the high school. And in my freshman year,
of course we're in Truck City, what's that?
Fuck off. And in my first year as a freshman in high school, I was like, all right, come in with a costume. And I went as like a photo, shut up, don't look at me like that. I went, it wasn't like really, really, really bad. I was like a photojournalist. I had a cool ass leather jacket. I had a big camera and I was walking around these big boots and it was like, shut the fuck up. I'm embarrassed all over again. She's looking at me like I'm a fucking freak. And you know what, maybe I am. I was really fucking embarrassed that day.
And no one else dressed up?
No. It was just me.
Yeah, I feel like high school is when everyone's like too cool to dress up.
I was so fucking embarrassed.
I feel like we might have had a few people.
Well, yeah, it was like the weird girls. Yeah.
I feel like maybe in ninth grade, and then like once we start getting a little older, everyone's
like, I've stopped dressing up in costumes, kind of maybe around middle school. I mean, I guess like in high school, maybe some jersey or something really fucking simple.
Yeah, I feel like it was subtle.
But there's like girls who kind of took it more extreme.
But I feel like everyone was just in like bunny ears, cat ears.
Probably, yeah.
Did anyone ever go too sexy or too crazy? Do you remember?
No. Nothing in particular stand out.
A friend of mine dressed up like a cheerleader. And it was another case where he was the only one dressed up. And so it was really fucking weird.
Wait, he was a cheerleader?
Yeah. Like, he dressed up in our school's cheerleading uniform and with a wig and everything.
Oh, my God.
But it was just him. So it was just, like,
That's really funny, though. I feel like people would more so find that funny than make fun of him, you know what I mean?
They didn't make fun of him, but it was certainly, like, a nobody cared situation, which I don't know is worse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because then it's like, oh, you went through the effort of doing that.
And literally getting zero.
Anything for it, yeah.
Feedback.
It's really funny. Well, we had... Blood was... Anything involving blood was banned.
I think for us, too. I don't think we were allowed masks.
Yeah. was blood, masks, what else? Like fake weapons too.
Remember the scream masks that would
pop up with blood? Yeah.
Yeah.
Those went so fucking hard.
Those did go hard. I just saw a really cool scream mask at Party City.
Really?
Yeah, it was like an American flag scream mask, and it was so cool.
That's fucking rad, dude.
But anyway, I got a little hanging, like really ugly girl with like hair in front of her face.
Yeah.
And my sister's boyfriend's like really, really scared of like anything scary. So they're on vacation right now.
Yeah.
And his car is at my house. So I have it sitting in his passenger seat.
Oh my God.
I might have a picture of it. I think I took a picture. So that when he opens his door, that's what he sees.
Wait, so your family kind of goes hard for Christmas. Do they do anything, like, crazy for,
I don't know if you can see that, but it's sitting in the passenger seat.
That's so funny. Does your family go crazy for Halloween?
No. We don't do much for Halloween at all, actually. But
we used to
Christmas is our big holiday. 4th of July is our big holiday.
Didn't, Halloween originate in Mexico?
No, this day of the dead.
El Dia de la Muerte.
Halloween actually is a Gaelic.
Yeah,
a Gaelic tradition.
Oh, it's Gaelic, dude? It's Gaelic?
Dude.
That shit is so Gaelic.
Be nice to the fucking Irish. All they got is...
I'm Irish.
Oh, that's right.
I'm part Adoxing, but I'm part Italian for Irish.
You got, I'm a minority here.
You got no Irish
Polish,
blood?
Dude, Polish.
Loser.
Polish. I ate some kielbasa for lunch.
I'm Polish, too.
Yeah. You're a mutt.
Yeah, I am a
lot. Andrew hates
Germans.
I do hate Germans, the fucking krauts.
I'm learning German right now.
Oh, man, that one was intense.
German and Spanish.
I'm gonna get beat up by Greta.
Yeah.
Greta's German, right? Greta Thunberg.
Who's that?
Who?
Greta Thunberg?
Yeah.
She's that little girl who was like,
wow.
How dare you?
She's,
how dare you?
She's like British, I thought.
No, she's fucking German.
No, I don't think so.
Her last name is Thunberg.
Sounds pretty British.
And her first name is Greta.
Sounds British to me, I don't know.
Amanda kind of looks like a Greta.
No, don't tell me that.
You have
that.
Very Germanic look to you.
That's fine, but I don't like a Greta.
The name Greta's a bit ugly.
It's kind of like a Berta.
No, but when I think of Greta, I think of like the fucking German pigtails and like lederhosen, holding two jugs of beer.
Our German fest, dude.
That fucking Oktoberfest. They go fucking crazy with actual Oktoberfest. Like, dude, have you ever seen the videos? People just kind of just piss in place and keep drinking.
What was that movie? Was it Beer Fest? Like, it was...
Yes.
Yeah, I saw it. That movie fucking rocked.
That is a Comedy Central classic right there, because they play it all the fucking time.
The movie was so bad. It's iconic. It's awesome.
Hold on, this is the biggest fucking truck in the world coming through.
No, because literally... Either we don't notice it, or when we're walking on a normal day without being mic'd, there's nothing. And now we got another one.
Another giant fucking thing. We'll wait until we get to the other grounds.
There's too many weeds here. Yeah. Looked back and he was like super close.
That was very close.
If he hit me, like, would I get like a lot of money?
Probably.
If he hit you, you would go, ow!
Oh, I would fall to the ground instantly. Are you kidding?
Do you remember the video of the lady stomping grapes and she like hurts her leg or something? Or she like falls backwards? It's an old ass like viral video.
No.
But she goes like, ooh, ow, 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 ooh. She's like really hamming it up. She's like a news reporter.
That's funny.
But like she carries on for like a couple minutes and it's all live on TV.
You know, I just watched a video of this guy. He has a dash cam and he's driving and someone cuts him off in front of him and slams on the brakes.
I saw that.
And he just missed them.
I saw that.
But then they literally stop their car dead in traffic and back up into him.
Yeah.
What the
like
fuck?
For the intent of insurance fraud, but
oh, I saw that.
They
all get out of the car with their like hands on their heads, like they're in pain, and he's got the dash cam, and you see the moment that the guy realizes that there's a camera.
That was like a little bit upstate from here.
Was it?
That's fucked up.
No, it was on the southern state.
You sure?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it was. It's local.
Yeah, it was like right here.
And wow, that's fucked up.
Yeah. So. Actually, I saw another video before that the car was in like a city. And they found the exact car.
That exact car?
Yeah.
No fucking way.
Yeah. All fucked up.
Oh my god. Yeah, and it's like, that was clearly not their first time doing that.
Oh no.
Imagine doing that in like a stolen car too.
Oh my god.
I mean, it sucks though, because New York City, I think, right? It's like, if you hit the car, no matter what, like you're
behind. Yeah, if you hit the back of someone's car, you're usually at fault.
Like,
yeah,
it's so stupid, but that happens.
That's why they tell you to leave like half a car space in front of you when you stop.
Yeah.
Because,
but honestly, that's such a stupid thing to do. Like, so many people have dash cams now.
Yeah.
I need to reinstall mine.
I've
said this a million times, but like,
you should get one. I have one.
How much they cost?
They're actually not too bad.
No,
they're like $80.
Pretty cheap. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they last, you know, so it's not like.
Yeah. You just buy like a terabyte SSD or SD. Not even. Get like a 500.
I should get one.
Yeah, I think mine just resets at 500. It just starts overriding.
Oh, see, that's smart.
Which is fine, because like if something were to happen, I just pull it.
I used to pull clips from mine because I used to run into such funny shit.
I wanted to so bad because mine doesn't connect to an app. They like deleted the app.
Really?
So I was hoping like the ease of just finding clips of me doing stupid shit in my car. But I'd have to put the...
Oh, that's right, because it gets you, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
See, I like
mine's
that.
Both ways. In the car and outside of the car.
It gets you doing horrible shit.
Yeah, it has me singing. It has me, like, picking my nose. It has me doing the craziest shit.
I love that video. I think I sent it to you, like, a year ago. It was, like, this app that's supposed to detect, like, occurrences in the night. And this one guy got his.
I've done one of those.
His one guy got his. And it was like 9 clips of him just farting. And he was like, fuck this app, dude.
Yeah, like records you overnight. And then every time it hears a disruption or something, it'll start recording. And it'll just be you snoring or you farting.
Me going, oh.
I saw one video. I guess with the front cam dash. It was filming him. As he was fucking doing some real great stuff, and he fucking drove through a grade. So there was a huge like block up, and he was like going insane, losing his mind. And he fucking got arrested, and they fucking
Went through the parade.
Yeah.
I saw that.
They took his dash cam, and they fucking put online because he fucking filmed himself doing it.
He was like,
he was
off his shit. Yeah. He was screaming.
It's fucking.
Was that the one that was in like Colorado?
He was in traffic.
Yeah, or Washington, I think.
I don't know where it was, but he was like in traffic. He couldn't get around the cars, and he was freaking out. So he literally
turned
into the parade, and like
it turns out he was a pedophile too.
He was a registered sex offender.
You know what that tells me? Everyone who's doing bad things in traffic is a pedophile.
Yeah.
So
you're right.
Yeah.
You cut me off, you are a pedophile.
Don't want to get caught doing something weird in traffic.
Do not fucking cut me off. Do not short stop me. You are a pedophile.
Because you're just going to be called a pedophile. And I'm going to take pictures and I'm going to post it.
I hope I didn't bring this up on the podcast already, but there is a lady called, her nickname is Mobility Mary, and her thing is, we need to cross over soon, this is a dangerous turn. Her whole thing is that she rolls around on a mobility scooter, and she just gets her day-to-day interactions, but she's like an incredibly rude fat woman, and she gets like inexplicably angry at people for like the smallest things. And so like people will be walking their dog and she'll just go, "Hello, excuse me, your dog is in my way." And they'll be like, "What?" And there's so many great clips of this online, but like she'll just roll into the fucking street sometimes and like people will almost hit her and she'll go, oh my god,
and it's all her fault.
And then but then she'll like she'll chase them down in her mobility scooter and they'll like go off into like a Taco Bell and she's like, "Did you know what you just did to me?" They're like, "What? Who are you?"
My
guess
god.
Watch my Search Town Life.
Yes.
TLC. There's like some people who are fucking just awful, like so fucking.
I literally
mean.
Just stuck a million Dr. Now stickers on my refrigerator.
Yeah,
yes. There's one video of Mobility Mary that I'll stop after this, but my favorite one is she lives in California, and California has a really bad homeless population, and they'll just like post up, you know, like the underpasses.
Mm-hmm.
They'll post up in there and they'll just fucking live in there. And because she's on a mobility scooter, she can't get around them because it's a single sidewalk in a fucking, like, tunnel. And so she pulls up on one, and she can see her from a long fucking ways away. So she fucking did it to herself. She goes, oh no. Oh no, this is cruel.
Oh my
she's
God.
Like really fucking upset because now she has to reverse the whole way backwards. And it's so funny.
Are these on TikTok or right?
They're on YouTube. Look up Mobility Mary. You will legitimately laugh. It is insanity.
Isn't there like a whole society in California that lives underground? Like
yeah.
in the
Yeah.
What is this though?
In the drain tunnels.
Yeah.
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah, and like, what's really dangerous about that is like, if flooding happens or like really hard rain, they can't get out and they're like gonna just drown in there when it fills up.
Are they just homeless or are they like kind of anyone?
What?
Are they just homeless people or is it like anyone doing it? Just
no, I think they're just all homeless.
What the fuck is this insanity? So they live in like the drain pipes from like the Colorado River.
Yeah, look it up on YouTube. There's a guy that like. Someone brought him down there. Like, one of the homeless people brought him down there. Because, like, if you go down there by yourself, it's really unsafe.
What is it with our city and California that there's people just living and moving underground?
Yeah. Just in tunnels, just, you know, living their life.
That video, I cracked the fuck up. That video of the Jewish tunnels is so fucking funny, where they're just crawling out of like a fucking space in the ground. It's like, what the fuck is going on here?
It's insane.
But like, you know, in New York City, we've spoken about this ad nauseum at this point, but like, everything you see is pretty much just par for the course. You're just like, oh, there's a person screaming and vomiting at the same time.
Oh, like, we literally just walked out of Penn the other day and some guy was taking a piss in the bushes.
Oh, his cock was right out.
Yeah.
His disgusting fucking rotten homeless cock
was out. First thing we saw out of Penn was the guy taking a piss.
Yes, and it was disgusting.
Right in a plant, like outside a restaurant.
It was like neon yellow piss, too.
Sorry. I have a feeling that man rolled out of, his little... underneath the bridge, he was hungover, he had a long night, and then...
That's where he decided it was at. And like right next to him was like city cleaners.
Yeah, it was like what the fuck?
That's what New York City's like. Yeah, there's another video I fucking need to find again. I had to watch it like 8 times. These people that quite literally, they weren't Jewish. They're like, because with the Jewish people, New York City has like a Hebrew population, so you can kind of pick them out from a group because they dress a certain way. But like, these people look like a traveling circus. Like, you know how New York City has like small little squares for like where the trees sit and shit like that? Mm-hmm. Like, there was literally just a hole that was being like hidden by like a rock. And they just pushed through it and they came out and they looked like they looked like circus people. It was like, what the fuck is this?
Oh, man.
New York City's a fucking wild place.
It is. It's so disgusting.
It really is just a fucking shithole.
It's like so many people want to visit New York City and I'm like, I never want to go back there again.
Yeah.
Only if I have a destination.
Here's
if I'm seeing a play or, you know, going to a nice restaurant or whatever.
But you know what? I'd love to know, like, people who their whole, like... I have to see New York City once in my life, and they choose, you know, one time in their life to go and visit. Like, I want to ask them, was it everything you hoped it would be?
Yeah, like,
you know what I mean?
How'd it feel?
What's that thing for, Paris syndrome? It's like, you go Paris, like, you think it's something special, but it's really not. It's
yeah,
average.
I've seen so many people talk about how, like, well, you see these, like, photos of, you know, the Eiffel Tower and, like, just really, really beautiful photos, and then you get there, and it's like,
It's like a really dirty, gross city.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it comes from Japanese people who obviously live a much different society than most of Western civilization. Their cities are extremely clean. Some of them are really beautiful. Like, it's a really polite and, you know, high trust society. And so, you know, you see all these beautiful images, like you said, and it's like, it's gonna be this wonderful vacation where I wear a little beret and I eat baguettes.
And then you get there and someone's selling you like a chicken on the streets.
And then someone pickpockets you.
Yeah.
And yeah, there are people. That's the thing. I hope to never experience this. Like, the fucking sellers who, like, stick shit in your pocket and, like, no, you want this, you want this. And it's like,
or they're like, oh, free bracelet for you, yeah. for you. And they, or they won't take free bracelet for you, bracelet for you. They'll put it on you.
Yeah.
You start to walk away, and then they literally won't leave you alone.
They hound you down. Yeah. They
until
come
you give
you.
Them money.
And a lot of it really is just a front for distracting you enough to get people to fucking sneak the phone out of your pocket. So, or your wallet, which I've seen this thing now where I didn't realize this was a thing, but a lot of Walmarts have like used phone machines now where you just like stick an
drop
iPhone.
Your...
Yeah, and you get like money. And it's like a really shitty amount of money. It's like $30.
That still just
iPhone.
Seems so dangerous.
But like,
you know.
So what people will do Watch is out. They'll just steal a phone out of someone's pocket in Walmart and just fucking put it in there and get money from it. Which is just, it's so funny, but it sucks. It sucks that that happens.
Not a bad idea. If you need fast money.
Yeah.
And there's like master pickpocketers.
There really is.
Out there. Like, someone could just like barely even bump you and you... Literally, where's your wallet?
I've always wanted to learn how to pick locks properly, you know?
Yeah.
Because I feel like that's such a useful thing to know, and it really doesn't seem that difficult.
Yeah, I feel like it's useful in, like, emergency situations.
Yeah. You get locked out of somewhere, and mm-hmm. it's like... Yeah. I've been locked out of my car a couple times. That isn't much happening anymore, though, with newer vehicles, thankfully.
No.
Like, my car will scream at me if I try to lock my keys inside of it.
Yeah, same. That was, like, a really big problem. People were just locking their keys in their cars. And then you'd have to get the shimmy thing.
Yes.
Smash them up.
Oh, that sucks. If that's what it comes to, that really sucks.
We did that at a valet job once.
Really?
Yeah, we accidentally locked the keys in the front.
When you had to smash the windows?
Oh, no, we didn't smash the windows, no. One of the guys had, like, the, what is it?
Shimmy tool.
He had one of those.
Guy whose car washed mine out? The guy whose car washed mine out?
No. We were not telling that man that we locked his keys
now,
in his car.
Is it like Ferris Bueller, where sometimes some people would take cars for rides?
I mean, yes. But like sometimes these venues would be huge and they'd have big parking lots, so people would just kind of like drive around in there, but there were a few people that took it out onto the street.
I don't know, I would never trust someone with my car.
Working a valet job, you will never want to valet your car ever again.
Really?
I still do here and there. But yeah, no, some of the shit that people do is like...
I mean, yeah, like, I'm like, you know, 16, 17, what people do with it.
They're just stupid as shit. I'll never forget, we went to an event once, I forget, oh, it was the, it was a veterans event. We went to this event, and the parking lot was completely out of fucking angle. And like, I was with the man, I was like, all right, time to park the car. And there was barely any parking spaces. And this one kid kept telling me, go around. We'll go this way. And he's going, go around. And I'm like, fucking where? There's
literally
no spaces
where?
Over there. And he points to this space that was like...
It was not big enough for a car.
It was quite literally an inch within fitting my fucking car in.
Yeah, like you'd have like barely even a centimeter on each side.
And it was just like, what the fuck? This is such a bad idea. And we get in there and he's like, good. And I'm like, no.
Yeah, we're not. Like, absolutely not. One, we can't even open the doors to get out, you asshole.
It was such a fucking, like, stupid situation. But yeah, like, that makes me not trust valets. And then there was another situation, which I've told you about in the past multiple times, which for a job I had to go out to the city, and we went to one of the fucking New York City parking lots, the, like, underground ones.
Mm-hmm.
And, God, like, there are just some things in New York City where just, how does this operate? How does this operate in a day-to-day? It is just organized chaos.
Mm-hmm.
And that thing was filled...
It's like people, like, it's literally them just double parking everything. In hopes that the person in front leaves first.
It may as well have just been a game of Tetris in there.
Mm-hmm. There were a few lots that we had to kind of double park everyone, but...
it's fucking insane. And so, like, with the way it works is that if you're in New York City and it's always getting filled to the brim, you tell them when you're going to leave, mm-hmm. so that they can kind of prep you and park you in a space where it works that way. But our event kind of got fucked up, so we had to leave earlier. And when we left earlier, the guy was pissed. He's like, no, you said this time you're not getting out of here for another 2 hours.
Oh my God.
No fucking way.
Like, listen, buddy, hand me some keys and I'll unblock with you.
Yeah, but like, I almost like came to like say like, you know what, I'm not gonna piss this guy off. He has my fucking car keys and he can drive my fucking car. Yeah, and so I was ready to give up, but my boss was like, we need to leave now. Like, we need to leave right now. You need to give us the key so we can go. We have, you know, blah, blah, blah amount of equipment. You cannot leave us standing here with all this stuff. And the guy gets really pissed, the parking guy. And I'm like, actually, it's all right. I got it. We'll just find a Starbucks. He's like, and my boss goes, no, we need to leave now. And the guy, like, he screams, fuck. And he goes down to go do it. I'm like, oh my fucking God. He's going to fuck up my new car.
Yep.
Thankfully, we came out with no scratches, but he was not fucking happy. He was very fucking pissed, and he goes, where's my tip?
Oh my God.
And like, I'm about to get out of 20, and my boss says, nope.
Oh no. See, I would have given him a fatty for that, but.
Yeah, that was a situation you don't want to be in.
No.
Now I can never go back to that parking garage ever
again. Absolutely not.
They got me on a wall somewhere. Crash his car. Well,
and that was the And Whatnot podcast.
Well, that was the And Whatnot podcast. All right. Bye, everyone.